Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
His name is Harjinder Singh. That's a truck driver in the U.S. illegally. He's been charged with the deaths of three people in a Florida crash. He was denied bond on Saturday. The crash occurred August 12th. Singh allegedly made an illegal U-turn on the Florida Turnpike, causing his tractor-trailer to block all lanes and a minivan to collide with it. Two people died at the scene. A third died later at the hospital. Singh and his passenger, of course, were not injured. He doesn't speak English. He can't read English, and yet he got a CDL from, I think, California. And this is, to me, just beyond insane. And so I thought, okay, who knows trucking? Who knows trucking? Who could I get as a truck driver who really understands this? And, well, actually, I wasn't thinking this. Mr. Deepak had said, you know, you need to get Mr. Big Willie on because he's a truck driver, OTR, over the road, you know, big trucks driving all over the place and CDs or CBs or whatever they're called. And you need to get him on. And I said, you know, that's actually a good idea. So I reached out to Big Willie, who is this legendary truck driver here, based here in the Valley. And I said, Mr. Willie, would you like to come on the air and talk about this? And he said, oh, heck yeah, I'd be more than happy to. So Mr. Big Willie himself, welcome to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing, sir?
Good morning, Dimitri. Glad to be on. It's a good day. I'm sitting in the semi-great state of Michigan with their great governor. They got up here waiting to deliver a load.
The great governor in Michigan, you're being sarcastic, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so I wanted to make that very clear. All right, now first off, OTR, over the road, that means you've got one of those big tractor trailer things, right?
Right. 18-wheeler. I drove a flatbed, a haul steel. I drove dry vans. I drove about everything. Trash trucks, concrete trucks. But I own my own truck and my own trailer, my own company, and I haul steel and wood or whatever. Whatever pays the bills.
All right. And what kind of truck is it? Kenilworth, Peterbilt, what kind?
Freightliner. I got like the old Chevy. I got a Freightliner. It's a... Chrome don't pay the bills, neither do looks, so that's why I got a Freightliner.
I like that. Okay, that's good. Now, do you still have those CBs and Shakespeare's and you've got different handles? You're like Big Willie. Is that still going on?
Yeah, I got a CB, but there's only a select few of us that know how to use them. You know what I mean? A lot of your newer drivers don't have them. It's a great... people say, oh, they're using it to let you know where the cops is. No, it lets me know that there's a wreck up ahead. It's something I can listen to going down the road. There's hands-free ones now. It can tell me anything going on, you know, around me and give me a heads up to slow down going down a hill. Say, hey, there's a truck stopped on the shoulder on the right side. Get over, traffic, et cetera. But just a lot of people don't have them now, and a lot of people can't talk English now, and I'm not being mean, this is how it is. Yeah.
How bad is it with these illegals who can't even speak English, and yet they get CDLs to drive trucks?
There's a few states that need to go to prison for it. It's ridiculous how they get their licenses. There's been a lot of people busted for it. It's bad out here. I mean, you got... Yeah, not only the Punjabs, that's just what they're called, the Indians. You got the ones from Africa, wherever they're from, that, you know, wear barefoot and washing their feet in the sink in the rest areas and the truck stops and have no regard. They take pee jugs in a truck stop and wash them out in the coffee sink and put water in them, and it's gross. They get paid nothing, so they don't care. It's better than where they're from, living in the woods, I guess, and having river water to drink. So they stay in a truck. The companies don't care. They don't do maintenance on the trucks, and they make millions of dollars, and they can do freight cheap because they don't pay the drivers. And the drivers, I see guys that won't stop anywhere except somewhere that takes points off their fuel card purchases so they can get a 99-cent or, well, now a $2.50 cheeseburger from a store that accepts like a pilot rewards card because they can't afford to eat. I see it almost every day. I mean, I see all this every day now. It's not good. It's bad out here.
How do you survive?
I survive because I'm selective, and I can get, well, you're drivers, and I'm not saying just, you know, white guy American driver. I'm saying the drivers that can talk English and know the business and have been around the business, you know, can usually land in a spot where they have a regular customer, you know, a regular person that pays decent rates. These guys are brought out here by companies that are owned by their own people, and they get treated like dirt. And they get paid like dirt, and they have no clue because they're just glad to get here on a work visa, you know, and that's how they get over here. You know, they get over here illegally, they get granted a work visa, they go to the great state of California, sarcasm again at its finest, and go use their AB 60 law, Assembly Bill 60 law that was passed in 2015, by the great state, the idiots out there. You got Illinois that does the same thing. 40% of your CDL drivers come from Illinois. So if you kind of see the correlation there, Washington State, Maryland, you know, Illinois, California, and then you see the states that actually fought it this year, where it makes it a Class B misdemeanor starting January 1st, it'd be like Tennessee, and I think Florida is passing a bill also. But Tennessee has a bill started, and they passed it, and starting January 1st, if you're a you're an illegal citizen, you know, and you have a driver's license or a CDL from California or Illinois, and you come through their state, it's invalidated, and you're not allowed to drive in their state now. It's a Class B misdemeanor. So that's where we're headed. It shouldn't be a fight at all. These people come over here, they rode bicycles or walked. It's not being ignorant again, it's just the truth. You know what I mean? It's the truth. They don't have laws like us. They don't have testing like us. And then you put them in an 18-wheeler at 80,000 pounds. They don't know where to put their axles. They don't care if they get pulled over and you get a ticket because they just go get another license from another state or another name because the law is so simple in California to get a license. It's ridiculous. If you can show proof of residency, basically with no... if you don't have a passport, if you don't have a green card, if you don't have nothing, all you have to do is have an electric bill in your name, and you can go over and say, I'm Billy Bob Thornton, and you can get a license that day, the same day, without no verification, just as long as you can prove residency. You get a newspaper put in your name, and they'll accept it. So that's how easy it is. It's harder for me to get my regular driver's license or a hazmat license in Ohio than it is for me to be an illegal, undocumented person to go to California and just walk in there, and I could walk out with a CDL within 30 days.
Unbelievable. Live exclusive interview with Mr. Big Willie himself. Now, do you prefer to be called Mr. Willie, or can I just call you Big, or how do I address you?
You call me whatever you want to call me. Just don't call me late for supper.
All right. We'll call you Mr. Willie on Big Willie 105.5. How is it that these trucking companies can get away with this? Why isn't it illegal for them to hire people who can't speak English, who can't read the signs, and who end up violating the laws? How do the companies get away with this?
If you got a minute, I'll tell you.
Sure.
So I know. Well, here how it starts in California, again in Illinois. I come from India. I got a little bit of money, you know, and you got somebody in America or wherever they're from, and say, hey, you know, I can get 20 trucks and I need 20 drivers. Well, they hire a guy that speaks English. He's from India or from Mexico or wherever they're from. And I don't ever see any Spanish drivers anymore. Everybody says, oh, the Mexicans. I don't see hardly any Mexicans driving a truck. They can't even see her at a steering wheel. Well, but I'm just making fun. But anyhow, I don't see them. It's all the African people from wherever they're from, Kenya or something, Nigeria. I don't know where they're from. And you can't tell them apart. So that comes into play, too. The looks, I'm not making fun. This comes into play when you go to testing. the Chinese is one of the biggest people right now. I think there's like a 40% increase of the Chinese coming to the country illegally and obtaining license. Because
Mr. Willie, the question is, how is it, these companies, we've got about 3 or so minutes. I know you've got to get on the road, and I want to make sure that you got the time, but I need to understand, how do these companies get away with this?
Well, this is what I'm leading up to. What they do is they bring all these people in. They got one or two people that can speak English, right? And they can speak that language. So according to AB 60 in California, the company can have a person that's ETP, Employer Testing Program, certified by that company, by the state of California, to give CDL licenses. So the company hires a person. He can speak English, and he can speak Punjab, and he can speak Spanish, and whatever. So that if you see one company called Whatever Express, and Whatever Express is all Indians, that's because their ETP person is Indian, and probably the owner hired that person. So that's how they get away. So when you go take the written test in California, they offer it in every language. When you have to take the driving test, it has to be performed by a certified third-party testing worker in California, which can be a person at that company that speaks also Indian. So as long as what do you think an Indian person, driver, and a trainer are going to talk, English or Indian? They're going to talk Indian.
What's Donald Trump doing about this?
Well, they're now looking into it. I think Governor DeSantis and then Tennessee is starting to push it a lot. And I seen Donald Trump and them, they know about it. They have made a lot of changes. You can't just jump in and change stuff. I think the one company, there's like a, I don't know what you would call it. There's a non-union type of group, that fights for truck drivers, and they go down and they push a lot of stuff. And of course, they're for money thing too, offering insurance and stuff. But there is a couple people that go down, and there's a couple groups that push for stuff. But the big companies are the one that push it, and I think they're putting the brakes on it now. So if you look at the history of accidents, also from California, doubled from 2015 to 2016.
My God!
So that kind of tells you what the issue is.
Yeah, Big Willie, we're almost out of time. I always give my guests the last word. I know I've got to get you out before the 7:20 break, so you have literally about 1 minute to say anything you want directly to our listeners here on Big Willie 105.5. Ladies and gentlemen, the very namesake of this radio station, Mr. Big Willie, my microphone is yours.
People, I express this to my wife and the kids and everybody that drives. You know, it's the drivers out there are not the same drivers we had, you know, 20 years ago. They don't communicate. They don't read maps. So you're going to see trucks in driveways. You're going to see trucks somewhere. Do me a favor. This is the biggest thing before anything. Give yourself space. Look in your mirror and don't cut them off, because they're not as nice. They're not going to understand how the truck stops. Give yourself space. I don't care if you're in a hurry, whatever it is. Give yourself space and time. If you see a truck on the right side of the road, the four-way's on, get over as far as you can, because you don't know what they're going to do. Just like it happened in Florida, he got over in the wrong lane to begin with and started making that turn, which is deadly and dangerous, and he deserves everything he gets because he should have known better.
I hear you.
Big Willie, with him should be the same thing.
I hear you. Big Willie, thank you so very much. Please drive carefully. Don't wreck. And we'll get you back on the air again real soon. All right, sir?
Yes. Thank you, Demetri. Have a great day.
Thank you. You as well. Big Willie, ladies and gentlemen, this radio station named after this man. He is that gosh darn important. We've got a major prize package for you to win. That's next.